All right, rejoice. It's Thursday already, friends. Dave here. All the best stuff from today's morning show on this February 20th. How is it going out there? We were throwing flags to start things off today, talking the worst penalties we've seen in sports. Steven Spielberg's daughter is getting into the film industry, but not the kind dad would prefer. They could have cured cancer, but instead they came up with yet another ridiculous study. We shared things that, well, John shared things that he loves to hate, people he loves to hate. Steppenwolf was in Song Stories. A new Japanese app censors your private parts. We highlighted the worst people featured in songs, the worst characters in the lyrics of songs, real or fake. And comedian Chuck Nice barely made it in. That's what happens when you live in New York and forget what Philly traffic's like. But he did indeed make it here. And this is what it all sounded like right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
We were talking about what's going on in the NFL and the possibility of lengthening the season, shortening the preseason, and
adding a team in each conference to the playoffs.
Adding a team in each conference to the playoffs. Right. But let me ask you this: what is the worst penalty you ever saw, whether it was on TV or at a game or even in a game you played? Right? What was the worst penalty you ever saw? The worst thing somebody did to get a penalty?
Probably. When I forget who it was in the NHL, took a stick to the back of somebody's head. It was maybe almost a decade ago now. That was probably the worst.
All right. And even worse than that thing that happened with the Browns this year, with the ripping off the helmet and punching him in the head, or whatever.
It's up there. Right. About even. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Because I found one this morning that's rather interesting. This happened at a soccer game in France. The unnamed victim, a fight broke out.
Right.
All right, between these two guys on two opposing soccer teams. And the victim in the case was suspended for 6 months of play, right? The guy who was really the perpetrator of the crime, right, he's been blocked from play for 5 years.
Wow.
What
did he do, stab somebody?
Well, no. They were in a fight, and his killer move was he jumped in between the guy's legs and bit his hootie hoo.
You know what? That probably happens in the NFL when there's a fumble and there's a scrum for the ball.
Oh, yeah. They grab it constantly. I don't think anyone puts teeth to it.
Ask any former player.
Changes the game.
Not only teeth. We're talking teeth. 10 stitches.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 10 stitches in the hootie hoo. Can you imagine reading through that?
You said it, brother.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Being that the two of you are proud parents, you know, and you got little ones, and fortunately enough for both of you, right, you've got boys.
Yeah.
And not that, I would have loved to have had a daughter, but with a daughter, you tend to run into these Spielberg problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know about the Spielberg problems?
Yeah, I saw the headline.
What is it? Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw, they adopted a daughter many years ago. She's 23 now.
Okay.
So, all right. And she's decided that she's going to go into a solo career in porn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
her.
She's following the family business of film.
I'm just saying the family business of film. All right. I mean, she's making porn videos under the name Sugar Star. All right.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Sugar Star. Okay.
Sugar Star. Right. She's also waiting to get. It seems that she's working out of Tennessee, and in Tennessee, you have to have a license in order to be a stripper in a strip club.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, in a strip club, she's dancing too.
Yeah, she's dancing too.
Interesting.
Right. Well, she's got the support of her boyfriend, a 47-year-old. She's 23. A 47-year-old professional dart player.
Nice dart league.
So you can only imagine the pride that is going on in the Spielberg household, right?
Yeah. You think Dad's gonna come on board to direct any?
I don't know. What's he gonna direct?
Hey, incest porn is very popular right now.
Why do you even know that?
Have you been on any porn site for the last 2 years?
John,
that's all you can find.
No, I don't think they're really related.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
Some people suggested online that Fogarty and center field, that the coach is a bad guy because he's asking him to put him in and he hasn't been put in. I don't think so.
I disagree.
I disagree
with
that.
This was before, you know, every kid got a trophy. He wanted to win the damn game.
Are you saying Fogarty stinks at baseball?
Probably. Most musicians do.
Well, although most guys who aren't playing want to be playing. Right, you know, if you're on the team and you're not in the game, you know, that's common.
Yep.
That's really common. I don't think the coach is being a bad guy. He's being a smart coach. Mostly clear this morning. 30 degrees right now. Mixed sun and clouds today. Temperature only getting up to 38 degrees. Of course, today we continue with the top 20 albums of the 80s as voted by you, our listeners. Steve finally got 1984 for Van Halen yesterday. We are moving on to number 7 this morning.
What year?
Let me see. It's 84 again.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
No, it is. There is another 84. There was another 84. But
I've got one album that I'm waiting to hear that I haven't heard yet.
Same.
Okay. All right. Well, it's 83.
Not the album I'm waiting for.
So you have to think
it's the demo for 1984.
So that is coming up. That is coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, along with the Bright Side. If you got something you want to say on the Bright Side list, you could always text it in to us to MGK, MGK. But now, ladies and gentlemen, a rousing round of...
They could have cured cancer.
But they worked on this. Once again, science steps up to give us more research that didn't need to be done. But they spent money on doing it. A new study by the Injury Prevention Board has shown that walking while texting can be dangerous to your health, right, and lead to injury.
Where's this board from?
It does not
say. Is
this
ours?
It does not say. It's just like the study in – oh, I'm sorry. It's a magazine, not board.
Ah.
Injury Prevention Magazine.
There's a magazine for that?
Yeah, there's a magazine for everything.
Yeah. It's insane, man. There
are 6 doctors who get that magazine.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
I've been thinking about this, and I don't want to necessarily do this morning, but I think everybody has at least one of these, if not more, right? People you love to hate.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know, you know what I mean? I'll have to admit it. Ariel Winter. All right, I'm addicted to hating Ariel Winter.
So bizarre.
I know. So strange.
Child from a TV show.
Yeah, what's the reason?
She's far from a TV show. She got boobs and decided the world needed to see them. Right?
You know? Who am I to deny her that, John?
It's pretty common for an actress.
But it's just like every time you turn around, it's like no, okay, fine. You got boobs. Great. That's fantastic. What is she, 19 now?
Maybe.
You know, she's not even 21 yet. And it's like, oh, come on. Another one for me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cardi B.
Oh, God, I'm there with you.
I've disliked Cardi B since the very first interview I saw her do, where she said she had a very fine time in the country of London. All right, you know.
And then
the noises that come out of her, I mean, the noises that woman, you know, I don't know what the hell they are, but you could use her in a Star Wars.
You could use her at Gitmo.
Right. She could be in like a laser.
Oh yeah.
I mean, all of these could be in Star Wars. Like, you know, I'm gonna take out my you know, laser phaser thing. I'm flying through space. I'm transporting to your ship.
They do have like an 8-bit vibe to them,
Something's on my look.
You know what I'm saying?
This is how hated she is for me. I collect her sounds.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DiBella.
It is so.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
Right now, it's time to do this.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to you by Davis Honda. Feel the Davis difference at Davis Honda in Burlington. DavisHonda.net is the site to go to. So if you thought about it, all right, the first song to ever use the words heavy metal in it, all right, in its lyrics, actually was written as a slow ballad. Okay. Right, when they originally wrote it. It picked up somewhat when they recorded it, but when they originally wrote it, it was a slow ballad. What are you going? What do you think?
Well, I know what it is. So I can't answer.
Oh, you know what it is now?
Yeah, I'm looking
at it. Okay, that's true. You are. You are looking at it.
I said Zeppelin earlier. I'll stick with it.
You'll stay with, stay with it? Actually, a couple of people texted in what it was.
Oh, really?
And they were correct. It was Steppenwolf.
Oh, wow.
It was Steppenwolf. Really? Yeah, and Magic Carpet Ride. Steppenwolf singer John Kay wrote Magic Carpet Ride, and well, he'll explain how they all came about.
Our bass player at the time had messed around with his little bass riff for months, and finally in the studio to cut our second album, we laid down an instrumental track, which I took home and wrote some lyrics to. They came kind of quickly. And when we were done with the vocals, we found that they just needed that extra something to give the record some character. And so we tortured and cajoled our instruments into producing strange and animal-like sounds.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Japan's Tone Mobile has come out with a smartphone that keeps users from taking naked selfies.
Wow.
Hell.
Was it pixelated or something?
Well, everything, if you notice, everything to the Japanese is pixelated.
I have noticed
Right, Mr. Porn Authority over here.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Supposedly, the devices come with some sort of detection software that has the ability to tell when an inappropriate photograph is being taken.
Okay.
So the guy in the charcuterie store is just dead. He can't take a picture of anything that's going on in his store.
it's bound to mistake some things for a dangle.
Hot dog guys can't take any picture of their hot dog stand.
I probably can't take a selfie with my schnoz.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No.
MGK.
We started kicking this around the office the other day, and we put it up on Facebook yesterday about the worst people in songs.
Yeah.
All right. You know, and who do you think? Because when you start to analyze a lot of music that we play or that has been written over the years, there are some people who are real bastards, really nasty folks.
A lot of stalkers.
Right? There's a lot of stalkers in songs, right? So we asked people, okay, what do you think are the worst people in songs? And these are some of the ones that we got. And I love this one. I didn't even think about this. The owner of the Hotel California, right?
Will not let you check out,
Will not let you check out. Trapped. Once you're in, you're a trap forever. Yeah. You might as well sit there and talk to Jack Nicholson.
Right, yeah, right. The point of view best friend in My Best Friend's Girl.
Right. It's a pretty backstabber.
Friend, yeah.
Right? And a lot of this came out, we were talking about the Pina Colada song,
which
is, and it seems I got it backwards, right? It's the wife who wrote the note, and the guy's showing up to meet her. They're still cheating on each other and end up with each other.
Yep.
You know, so some despicable people. You got
one I've always hated, the guy who let the dogs out. What are you doing, bro?
Although someone that this is, this, they're hating the writer in this song. It's Steve Miller. In Take the Money and Run, Steve Miller is the real villain just for rhyming Texas with what the facts is.
Yes, absolutely. Mac from the song Mac the Knife, the old Bobby Darin standard.
No, it's not a Bobby Darin standard. It comes from Three Penny Opera.
Listen. For anyone that is not a theater hunk like John, it's Bobby Darin. Hunk. What did I say, hunk? You're a hunk.
What about, you're in the desert, you're riding a horse, there's nothing to do.
Desert's
name
big.
The damn horse.
Exactly.
Name the horse, for Christ's sake.
You're going across an entire desert. I'm in the desert. Well, name him.
Right.
Why not? All right. How about Every Breath You Take?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's a stalker.
Classic
stalker. The guy
stalker.
Is a stalker.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
What do
Absolutely.
You got?
The vain guy who thinks this song is about him. She's so, or he's so vain, whatever it's called.
Right. Yeah. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
And it's Charlie Watts.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Charlie Watts.
Because I've heard Warren Beatty also.
Yeah.
It could be him.
Right. But it wasn't. It was. It was Charlie Watts.
There's a bunch of vain guys out there.
It's the reason why Mick is in
it's
the
hysterical.
Song. Because it's Charlie Watts.
It's so funny.
So... all of the people, how about all of the people who didn't go to Eleanor Rigby's funeral?
Awful people.
Well, maybe that means Eleanor's awful.
It's possible.
You never know it. I always wondered who doxed Jenny and put her number on the bathroom wall.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Did she deserve it?
Well, you know, you've got Maxwell and a silver hammer. By the end of the song, he's got 3 confirmed kills.
Kills. Right. Yep. Right. What about the girl with the lion eyes in the Eagles song?
Oh yeah,
right. She's looking at you with love, but in actuality, she's lying her ass off.
This was my favorite. and you'll like this, John, because I know you're a Springsteen fan. The guy in Hungry Heart who had a wife and kids in Baltimore.
And he just bounced.
And he went for a ride. Yes. He never went back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never came back.
What about the pervy teacher in Don't Stand So Close to Me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Right, and Steve, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you didn't go with this.
What's that?
AC/DC, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Right?
He's a contract
killer.
He's a contract killer.
Hitman.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Chuck Nice is finally here.
Yes.
He's going to be appearing at Soul Joe's Comedy Club in Royersford. Soul Joe's, of course, the only Jewish black man in all of Royersford.
Mm. Absolutely.
He'll be there. He'll be there tomorrow night at 9:30, Saturday at 7 and 9:30, and tickets are available through sjpcomedy.com. Are you calm down now? Are you doing better?
I'm almost calm down. By the way, Soul Joe, we call him Brother Mensch.
Brother
Mensch. Okay. That was for all my Jewish landsmen out there.
Well, you really know your Yiddish. You went Mensch, you went landsman,
and then before I said it was a mitzvah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I spent a little time. I'm Sephardic. What can I say?
He's got it going.
No, actually, my mentor was a guy by the name of Jerry Steinberg, and he was a wonderful influence in my life. He lives in Florida now, all good Jews. Okay, he left Philly and went to Florida, and he's got a great house down there.
Yeah, well, when they blow the ram's horn,
right?
The chauffeur, right. Basically, that means if you're over 65, it's time to move to Florida.
Exactly. You and I should go. Anyway.
Wow, you're good.
I know, it's so funny. Right now, people will come to my show and be like, he's black? How did that happen? I'm just happy I'm here, man, because I can't. But what is happening with Philly traffic? I swear to God,
the whole city is under construction.
It's unbelievable,
right? And it has been all winter, which normally doesn't happen. But no matter where, you know, what's going on here? You know, traffic's moving freely. We got to dig a hole.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And I got to tell you something. I'm going to suggest something for the entire city. Carpool, please. Just everybody get in. I got out of my car and just got into some white lady's car on the way here. She screamed. I said, shut up. I'm on my way to MGK. I'm going to see John DeBella. It's going to be cool, you know? But it's unbelievable, the traffic. And so here's what I'm saying. So I basically had to take my daughter to a train station, which is in Glenside. Yeah. And then the road from Glenside here is still the original horse trail. The original horse trail that they built in 18 whatever is still how you get down to Philadelphia from Glenside. And the moral of my story here, people, is don't have children.
Because this is all your daughter's fault.
Yes, this is all my daughter's fault. Because here I am worried about her getting to work. She's an adult. Why am I worried about her getting to work? But you can't stop as a parent. You can't stop. But I blame myself because, quite frankly, she's my oldest, and I call her the starter child.
Right.
And this is where you make all your mistakes as a parent. Two things happen as a parent. The first one you make all your mistakes with, okay? Right. The second one, which is normally the one that has a complex, they actually get it better because you're a better parent. You're a little older, you're a little wiser. And then the last one, you just don't give a damn about. And what happens with the last one is they always turn out the best. You know why? Because you're not in it. You're like, whatever, I don't give a damn. I don't care. And as a result, they end up being better.
A prime example of the youngest and the parents don't give a damn. We were at a Christmas party. My little brother, who's the youngest of three, was on the toilet throwing up, underage drinking, and my dad goes, hey, go take care of your brother. He's got some sort of food sickness, maybe food poisoning. I got caught drinking the first time. I was grounded for a month.
Yes.
Phone got taken away.
Right.
Parents don't give a damn when you're the third.
And when you're the third, let me tell you something. My first one, talk about drinking. She drank in high school. I lost it. I'm just like, I gotta tell you, you don't understand what you're doing to yourself. You're headed for a life of like crime and like, you know what I mean? Like, and so you have no idea, right? The littlest one is five, okay? And I was smoking a weed with her yesterday. I'm just like, how's preschool? Oh, you know, like. It's like you just don't care, you know. And the cool, the not cool thing. Here's the thing about me. So I have a, I have the 19-year-old and the 13-year-old and a 5-year-old because I'm an idiot.
You know what I mean? It seems like was the youngest one. Oops, is that the youngest?
Well, we
name?
Named her Suprise. So some people call it. Some people spell it surprise. Some people spell it surprise. it's so funny though because you know when we're at the park, you know where we, you know in New York, you can't have free range children.
Right.
You know you got to go to the park and then you got to be at the park and you know and then you got to. I try my best to like just remove myself, and I just love looking at the other dads who they don't do this. See, I'm a comedian, so I'm home during the day, so I'm always there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you see the dads that are there on the weekend, and they're just like. This is what this is? Oh, my God, this sucks so bad. Oh, my God, they never told me about this part. Like, you know, and one dude, I have a picture of him. I wish I could pull it up. He's on the phone texting and pushing his kid on the swing at the same time. He's not even looking at the kid. I was like, oh, my God, if I could just run over there and swap out kids, it would be the best thing in the world where he stops texting and he's just like, oh, my God, where'd this little Asian kid come from? Like, it would be so cool. Because, but I'm there, and these parents, they love their first-time parents. You know?
Right.
They don't realize I have an adult.
Right.
And one that's going to be an adult. And that the one that's right here, I just don't give a crap about. You're right. You're like running around chasing the kid. You know what I mean? Just, oh, my God, look, he's over. Oh, he's climbing. And, you know, and I'm sitting, I'm like, is she still in the park? Anybody see a little half black kid?
Oh, my Lord. So, now, along with doing this show, you're coming back in town in May to do Star Talk with Neil,
yes,
right?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Right. We're going to be at the Keswick Theater, and so Star Talk is the podcast that I do with Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is an astrophysicist and probably the smartest person I've ever met in my entire life.
And he's up there.
He really knows how to just, you know, he just knows and loves knowledge and talking about He just loves knowledge. And so we're going to be doing a show at the Keswick Theater. And that'll be May. I forget the date,
that's right near the Glenside train station.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I think I passed the Keswick Theater Glenside train station, where I will never, ever go again. No disrespect to Glenside, but I'm just letting you know that the fact that I have disowned my daughter means that from now on, I don't ever have to go to the Glenside train station ever again. You know what I mean?
Is Neil from Harlem? Or is he
Bronx.
From the Bronx.
He's from the Bronx. All right, yes.
Right. I've always wanted to ask him how a black kid from the Bronx manages to get on a bus and go visit Carl Sagan.
He did that as a child.
At 12 years old.
Bad parenting. That's how that happens.
Chuck Nice will be appearing at Soul Joel's Comedy Club in Roarsford, which is new to us. And please let them know that we're here.
Joel's probably listening right now. Joel, I'll put you in touch with these guys. When you have comedians, have them come on if they're as funny as me.
Chuck's doing a show tomorrow night at 9:30, and then two shows on Saturday at 7:30 and 9:30. And you get
both 7:30 shows are sold out.
Oh,
so
no, really?
Only 9:30 shows are available, people, and they're going very quickly too. So go to sjpcomedy.com and get your tickets while they last.
He's doing my job.
I'm sorry.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.